today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, dear Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world, especially Persian language people, Salamun Alaikum and Eid Mubarak. This is Nowruz, Nowruz Mubarak. Welcome, this is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and today is Tuesday. It's the 28th of Shaban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We're going to say salam to Nowruz. I wish you and your loved ones a very happy Nowruz. May you be blessed with happiness, success, and good health, inshallah. Nowruz Mubarak.
Celebrating the Persian New Year. With the end of winter, Iranians mark the beginning of the Iranian New Year, which ushers in spring and Nowruz holidays. Nowruz is a time when Iranians forget the past year as a new sense of hope is rejuvenated within them, looking for a fresh start in the new year to accomplish all their goals and dreams. This is also a time when friends and family members get together and reunite once again. Iranians prepare to welcome the new year days before by spring cleaning and buying new clothes.
Iranian people believe cleaning houses and preparing for Nowruz celebrations and the new year is indeed a preparation to purify souls from all evils and forget the bad memories of the past. Moreover, Iranians believe an individual's conduct in Nowruz will affect their lives throughout the year. Therefore, they abstain from fights and disagreements to ensure a good year.
For the new year, Iranians prepare the haftsin, a table with seven items starting with the letter S. The items usually include sabze or freshly grown greens, which symbolizes rebirth and prosperity, samanu or sweet wheat paste, which is believed to bring strength and fertility, senjed, a symbol of love, sib or apple, which represents beauty and health, seer or garlic, for peace and serenity, Somah or sumak, which represents the victory of good over evil, and serke or vinegar, which is a symbol of patience.
The whole haftsin table is a thanksgiving table for everything good that God has given us, and it symbolizes light, warmth, life, love, joy, production, prosperity, and nature. Such a get-together at a specific time shows that Iranians care about family bonds as the main pillar of a successful life, particularly in today's modern world.
Now people in the Republic of Azerbaijan, India, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Turkey, Afghanistan, Tajikistan and Uzbekistan mark the Persian New Year on the same day.
The International Day of Nowruz was registered on the UNESCO list of Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity back in 2010, and the festivities are celebrated now in many countries around the world.
As usual, we open the Holy Quran. For today, we choose verse 77 of chapter القصص.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين.
But seek through that which Allah has given you the home of the hereafter, and yet do not forget your share of the world, and do good as Allah has done good to you, and desire not corruption in the land. Indeed, Allah does not like corruptors.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Everybody ought to suffice to his own share in this world and let the rest for hereafter. Wealth and property can become a means for the prosperity in hereafter. In spite of the imagination of some ill-disposed person, wealth and property is not a bad thing. The important thing is that we must see in which way it is used. If it is applied in the way of seeking the good abode of the hereafter, what is better than that? If it is a mean of pride, negligence, injustice, oppression, and sensuality, what then can be worse than it? This is New Year. Happy Nowruz, Happy New Year, and the New Year resolution. The prospect of the New Year is rather exciting. It is an opportunity to start fresh and try something new. While everyone deserves a new beginning, especially after the holidays, the thought of the New Year's resolutions brings about pressure and expectations that we have to reinvent ourselves. New Year, new you. Right? The media has sung the same old song for years, associating the new year with the new you. When it comes to New Year's resolutions, becoming healthy or some rendition of a healthy lifestyle physically or spiritually is often the go-to for most people. There is nothing wrong with wanting to focus on your health, but the meaning of health has become so focused on the unattainable ideal physique that we have lost sight of other components of health. Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special on Nowruz. A warm Nowruz Mubarak to you all. I hope this Nowruz gives you and your loved ones loads of love and warmth. Wishing you a wonderful and lovely Nowruz. Nowruz Mubarak.
Dear brothers and sisters, due to the arrival of the New Year holidays, so it's the time for us to think and ponder on how to become a better person. So now let's talk about the ways to be a better person and be happy. The first principle for that is to compliment yourself. Every morning, before we go with our daily routine, take a couple of minutes to compliment ourselves. And when we are happy with ourselves, that emotion can be contagious to those around us. The next principle is not to make excuses. Blaming your spouse, boss, or client is fruitless and won't get you very far. Instead of pointing fingers and making excuses about why you aren't happy or successful in your personal or professional life, own your mistakes and learn from them. The next principle in order to be a better person and be happy is to let go of anger. Letting go of anger is easier said than done. While anger is a perfectly normal emotion, you can't let it fester. When this happens, you make unwise decisions. And more importantly, it may affect your health. It's very nice and important to see that among the recommendations of the scholars of akhlaq, they all say that one of the key issues in order to control anger is a recitation of salawat on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his purified progeny, that is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. This controls our anger. So the next principle is to be honest and direct. If you want to be a better person in either your personal or professional life, you should always tell the truth and state clearly as possible what you are trying to convey. The next principle is to be polite. How much effort does it take to say thank you, or to hold the elevator door open for someone? Not much at all. However, these acts of kindness can make someone's day. The way someone else behaves is not going to determine any behavior.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Let's speak a little about Nowruz, a celebration for unification. On the day of the 21st of March, and exactly the same moment all around the world, Nowruz happens. However, Nowruz is not just a moment, as it is not just a celebration. Nowruz stands high in the culture, belief, and mindset of millions of people, mostly living in the Iranian plateau, for thousands of years. It is nowadays celebrated worldwide and by many people with different ethnicities. Nowruz is a single tradition that has survived wars, invasion, changes of governments and religions, and above all time. The customs and traditions may vary in different countries, but the main part and what it stands for and what it means remains the same. Nowruz, that means the new day in word-for-word translation, is a traditional celebration promising hope and a better future to millions of people for centuries. Just as old as Nowruz is, its survival is tied to legends, myths, and history. And in the land of poetry and storytelling, like Iran, this too has a lot of story to tell. Happy Nowruz, everyone. Congratulations on new day, new time, new year. New you.
Ya muqallib al-qulub wal-absar. يا مدبر الليل والنهار يا محول الحول والأحوال حول حالنا إلى أحسن الحال.
On a new year, let's look at how to be a better person. Be a role model. Being a role model to someone will encourage you to constantly strive for the better, because you won't want to disappoint whoever is looking up to you. You will always find ways to improve yourself and be more careful how you behave, because you'll always want to set a good example to others. Just like when parents want to be role models to their children, they'll try their best to make decisions and take actions that their children will respect. For being a better person, let's practice self-control. You should be able to balance between your work life and your life outside of work. This balance is necessary so that you don't get bored if you only focus on work, or if you just sit down and enjoy your pleasures. If you get bored, you won't be satisfied, and hence you won't feel good about yourself. Remember, everything has its own time, like New Year. Hope this new year brings lots of success and smiles in your life.
You see, our convictions determine how we act, whether we do something or we don't do something. If you are firmly determined in your mind that I will not commit this action, chances are you will not commit this action. If you're determined and convinced and you have the conviction to do something, chances are you will end up doing it. Let me give you an example. Let's say today you go to Sobeys, to any supermarket, and you pass by that aisle where they're selling and displaying all those alcoholic beverages. You as a believer, do you even think of buying one of those alcoholic beverages? No. Most believers will not. Do you even have the urge to buy that alcohol? No. Why not? Millions of people in your society have that urge, right? They can't pass by that aisle without picking something and buying something. But how come you, as a believer, you're not even interested? You're not even interested. Why? What's the secret? What's the difference? The difference is mental. Because you, in your mind, you've made the determination, the firm determination, and you've drawn a red line for yourself. Impossible. I would not even think of doing that. And actually, you will not do that. You see how effective it is? It's very powerful when you've drawn a red line for yourself, when you even shove it out of your mind. You don't even think of doing that. In the same manner, we as believers are required to view all sins that way. Make a firm determination. When it comes to the common sins, make a firm determination. Draw a red line that I will not go near these sins. When it comes to, for example, backbiting, mocking others, not treating our parents well, when it comes to neglecting our prayers, the hijab, when it comes to listening to music, the problem is we don't have that firm determination, do we? We have not convinced ourselves to stay away from these sins.
Happy Nowruz to you and your family. That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. Nowruz Mubarak!
يا محول الحول والأحوال حول حالنا حول حالنا حول حالنا حول حالنا إلى أحسن الحال حول حالنا.